Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hi, Fred Nelson for Community Comment. In 2002, the Eureka City Schools proposed two school bonds, Measures S and T. Measure S was a bond for the Eureka Middle Schools and Eureka High School, institutions attended by students from the greater Eureka area, which is known as the Eureka Unified School District, and includes the elementary school districts of South Bay, Garfield, Freshwater, Neyland, and Cutton. The measure appeared on the ballots of those voters residing within the districts mentioned. Measure T was a bond for the Eureka City Elementary Schools, and the measure appeared only on the ballots of the voters residing within the Eureka attendance boundaries. This was done correctly. A voter should not be expected to support a bond for any school other than those within his district. Now, with Election Day arriving in 4 days, we have another Eureka City Schools bond, Measure S. They are asking for $50 million to be used for the high school, the middle schools, and only the elementary schools within the Eureka City School District, which includes Alice Burney, Grant, Lafayette, Washington, and the Winsler Children's Center. Measure S does not include bond money for any of the outlying elementary school districts that are included in the Eureka Unified School District. Any money spent on the middle schools and high school will benefit all voters in the Eureka Unified School District. Any money spent on an elementary school located in Eureka will not benefit those voters living in one of the outlying elementary school districts. Yet all voters are being asked to vote on and support this measure. For those of you voters living in the areas of Neyland, Freshwater, Cutton, Ridgewood, Humboldt Hill, Pine Hill, King Salmon, and Fields Landing, you are all already supporting the elementary school district in which you live. Why pay an estimated $60 or more on your property tax when an unknown portion will support an elementary school that is not part of your school district? Measure S should have been separated into two measures, as was done in 2002. I understand that this maneuver is legal, but do you think that it is ethical? I want to thank Arthur Covington for the information that he has provided for this commentary. As a resident of the county located in the Eureka Unified School District, he states that he now pays on three separate school bonds. They are College of the Redwoods 2005-07 bonds, Eureka Unified High School 2002 bonds, and South Bay Elementary 1999 school bonds. If this measure passes, many will be obligated to pay on a fourth school bond. If you are a voter and don't own property, you might think this will be of no cost to you. Think again. Your landlord might be forced to increase your rent to uncover his added expenses. Vote no on Measure S. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.